All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. For those of you who may not be familiar with the public comment period, this is your opportunity to come up and share with us for not more than 3 minutes. Anything that is on your mind, as long as it relates to what we do here at Planning and Zoning, and that it does not relate to any specific application, especially any specific application that is going to be heard today. You will have an opportunity to speak about that later on during those public hearings. But right now, if there's anyone who would like to make a public comment, we'd be happy to hear it. Yes, ma'am, come on up.
I'm Gail Van Gilder, and I'm here representing Scenic Byways, especially the Scenic Byways in Sussex County. I served as chair of Scenic Byway Committee in Lewis for many years. I'm retired as chair, but I'm still on the committee, and I continue to work on byways. I brought information to give to you because you have a number of new people on the commission who I thought might not be familiar with byways, so I'd like to hand that
up to our director, and he'll see that we get it.
And so there are, the byways are a DLDOT program, and so, and they were developed to help with economic development in the state through tourism. And so we work to enhance the byways through landscaping and trying to, you know, historic sites, depending upon what the significant attributes are of the byway. Sometimes it's natural areas, it can be various different things. But there were two things that I wanted to bring to your attention that I think are significant for the Planning Commission to know about byways as projects come before you for approval. One is that DLDOT generally requires a landscape plan to be done for projects along a byway. And you will often see that, or you may hear one of us from our committee come in and talk to you about that if it hasn't been done, and that's the reason why. So DLDOT has supported us in that, and so we have been working on that for a number of years. With the others of you who have been here, I think you're familiar with that. And I personally worked a lot with Kim Hoey Stevenson for many years as my representative on council. So, and then the second thing is that we have been seeing recently an increase, I would say, in the number of applications that are coming in requesting an exception to the front yard setback in trying to put, wanting to include parking in the front yard setback, which is not permitted according to your code. And the problem with that for us is that often would take the area that we would be using for landscaping. So for that, it's important. And the other thing is could be important for us as well is needed right-of-way that DLDOT may need for expansion of roads, which is a lot of that going on around here, as you well know. So, and then going forward, we would like to work with you in the upcoming workshop on revising ordinances in the hopes that we might be able to work on something like a sign ordinance on byway roads, et cetera. I didn't mention that there are four byways in Sussex County. You have the Nanticoke Byway, and I can, okay, I'll cut it off. But there are four, and we just look forward to working with you going forward.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to make a public comment today? All right, there being no others, we'll close our public comment period. Thank you, and we'll continue with our agenda, and we